I tweeted it full time. Scoreline doesn't reflect the way the game went, although our poor league form does continue. But it was a very, very good response from last week's humbling defeat by Lancaster, wasn't it?
Massively positive, yeah. We had a good clear out on Tuesday, a good chat with everybody, letting them know under no circumstances where they are at Colville and what we expect. You know, we have to work harder than the opposition in every game we play. We haven't got that little bit extra to bring the top players in, I mean ex-conference players, so we have to work, and that has to be the template of what we did today.
First half, at least 6-7 chances. I mean, the keepers made second half saves as well, but first half we just couldn't get the ball in the back of the net. Everyone nearly had a go, didn't they? But it's not going for you,
That's the only disappointing thing. I mean, their keeper's got man of the match from their own club. I mean, let's be honest, it's awful playing here. You know, this is a Northern Counties ground. The pitch was absolutely shocking. Ours ain't brilliant, but we tried. That is awful. And to create the amount of chances we did on it was excellent. The only thing is, you know, we didn't put the ball in the net. I think there was seven, weren't they, first half?
Yeah.
We've hit the bar, second half. You know, they've got three good players, real top players, and that's the Reeves, Clayton and the number seven, you know, and they can hurt you. They can hurt you.
Come out second half, it's been a story of recent times. We do, you know, build on, looking to build on the second half, a bit like Lancaster last week, and within 60 seconds, we're behind again.
Because we don't stop the cross. I said to him at half time, you know, at the end of the day, Reeves and Clayton, the line crosses, you know, they've been around a long time, good players. And surely try and get the ball in the box quick, because the strikers want the ball in the box quick. And, you know, it's been a golden rule for way before we were all born that you stop the cross, and we have to work hard to stop the cross. The seven drifted over to our left hand side for the first goal. Alex didn't come across with him, so we ended up with a 3-on-2 situation, but we still had chances to stop the cross. But once it comes in a bit of bother, and then, you know,
similar with the second
lofted
it to the back post, and he was on his own, though, wasn't he?
He was on his own, but again, if we stop the cross, it don't matter where he is, you know. And I've just said in there, they're the two incidents. We've got to work harder to stop the crosses. That said, we've got crosses in his soul, so we want to create the chances.
Their first goal was similar to the chances we created in the first half, where, like you say, it just isn't going for you. It just bounced away from that, for example, whereas it falls lovely for Clayton, and he smashes it in, and that's why they're third, and we're...
We need 6 points from 10 games, I think, to be 100% certain of staying up. So we've now got to put this one behind us quickly. If we perform like that next week, then there'll be no issues. We don't, when you're looking at the start of the season, do you expect points away at Old Chillingham, Shore Lane? No, but the performance was good. So now we have to take that into training this week, the positives, what we've got. And we go again, and we must now perform to this level next Saturday.
Hells Owen have come back from 2-1 down to Matlock and won 3-2 in the last minute. So they're below us in the league, but they're going to come full of confidence now, and we've got to, like you say, put that performance in at home, which we haven't been doing. We've been better away recently.
Yeah, of course there's 11 points between us and them now, so we have to make it 14 next week, which, you know, with probably 9 games to go, puts them more or less to bed. So that, you know, it's a big game next week, and we shall treat it as such. But I've got to emphasise, that is the template today of what we've got to do. We've got two good strikers who've scored a lot of goals this season. The chances will go in, but we have to produce that work rate, that tempo, week in, week out. And that's been our Achilles heel this year. When we've got against the teams that's been in and around us, we've took the foot off the gas, and it has to stop. And I labelled that down to him on Tuesday. They've given us a response this week. The Colville faithful will be feeling better for seeing that. And we've just got to now try and get a really good finish to the season.
Final word, new keeper Elliot Taylor, thought he was pretty solid today.
Yeah, outstanding. Look, you know, all you can say is, did he do anything wrong? No. His kicking was a revelation, because it got us up the park. You know, you can't play on this. There's no way a keeper can throw on this. And so he got us up the park. He fed Creaney. He dealt with anything crosswise. He's a sweeper keeper, which we need at the minute, you know. And he did well, which is another bonus. But I don't think there was a bad play on the park, to be honest, Luke, today.